Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
With more, only Jesus,
more than a miracle,
changed my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be provided by Brother Roger Jones. Before we bring him on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, press number one on your phone at this time, and when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today on behalf of myself that you all please continue to lift me up in prayer as I am facing some decisions in terms of employment and other areas. And I just ask you all to pray for me that I do things according to God's will and not according to my own selfish will, that I will put Him first in this decision-making of mine and that everything turns out in a favorable manner. I also ask you to continue praying for each other and every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. There are no other prayer requests at this time, so I bring Brother Roger Jones. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Welcome to, good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. Certainly appreciate all of you for calling in and joining the devotion this morning. We're in James chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 19 and 20. James says in James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Here is the example of the Orthodox religionist. A true man of religion believes in one God. He is not an atheist. He doesn't believe there is no God, or agnostic. He don't know whether there is a God. He is a believer. And note, his belief in God is said to be a good thing. James said, if thou believe there is one God, thou doest well. The man does well to believe in God. But believing in God is not enough. There is a dead belief and a living belief, a belief that does not lead to salvation and a belief that does lead to salvation. Consider what James says. He says the demons are evil spirits. They believe in God. They even know that God exists. They even believe in the deity of Christ. On one occasion, they cried out to Jesus, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. But the demons are not saved because they believe and know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Contrary to what our denominational friends say, all you have to do is believe in your heart and accept Jesus, and you're saved. Their belief has not affected their lives and behavior at all. They were still demons. Therefore, know this. Know exactly what James 2:20 says. Know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Do not be vain or empty, useless, foolish. True faith, pardon me, is a living faith, a faith that works, a faith that stirs a person to live for Christ. In other words, to live a righteous and pure life and to give all he is and has to reach a lost and desperate world for Christ. Listen to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I'm afraid for many of us in the church, we have equated doing good works with earning salvation or meriting our salvation. Our works are motivated because we love God. And as a result of demonstrating our obedience to the commands of Christ, we're not earning our salvation, beloved. We're merely expressing to God and to the world that we trust God and that we love him enough and we're grateful for what he has done for us in sending his son to die on the cross, that we obey him because we love him, not because we are earning or meriting our salvation. Jesus says, when you would have done all that I have commanded your feeble hands and hearts to do, he says, still count yourselves as unprofitable servants. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, the Apostle Paul penned these words as he dipped his pen in the ink of inspiration, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Now, this is what the grace of God teaches us. We're quick to jump on the bandwagon and say we're saved by grace, but we fail to emphasize what grace teaches us. It teaches us that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Listen, zealous of good works, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. And again, the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 10, 23 and 24, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And finally, Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation or behavior honest among the Gentiles or the world, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, cry God in the day of visitation. I think Peter goes inside with Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16. Listen again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Beloved, it is not enough to believe and know that there is a God. That is not enough. We must believe, trust, and obey. And in the final end of all human affairs, when this world will no longer afford us a home, it will be by faith, trusting in God, obedience, and the final consummation will be grace that will save us. Because when we have done all that God has commanded us to do in this fleshly body, in this earthly tabernacle, we still should maintain the humble attitude and exemplify humility and still count ourselves as unprofitable servants. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, it is once again that we come as bad children before a good Father, realizing that without thee we can do nothing, without what your Son did on the cross, we will be lost in this world. Father, we come on behalf of Sister Danielle. We ask that you will bless her, bless her family, bless her employment, open the doors of opportunity that she may be qualified for and be able to accept that position, that she may do what is right for her family. Father, we pray for all that are on the call this morning that are grieving because of death, because of sickness, because of financial burdens, for whatever reason. Father, we humbly ask that you would give us what we need. Not more than we need, because if we have more than we need, we will have the tendency to forget you. But give us enough that we can sustain life on this planet, that we may forever keep you in our hearts and minds, and so live and glorify your name. Be with my family and the loss of my great-grandson. We We ask that you will continue to strengthen our hearts and minds, that we will look unto thee, the author and the finisher of our faith, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.